بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا المصطفى أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين ذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. We shall be continuing with our series which we started about 3 weeks ago on the basics of the principles of Islam, starting with Usul al-Din, the roots of the religion. We've discussed already about Tawheed. We've already discussed about Nubuwa, prophethood. And last week, we're continuing today with the same topic of Ma'ad, which is the resurrection or the day of judgment, believe in the day of judgment. So, as usual, we shall start with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Tonight, inshallah, we'll be reciting Surah Al-Qiyamah, which is titled The Day of Judgment, which is chapter number 75 of the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه
ثم إن علينا بيانه. كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة. وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة. كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق. والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق. فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى. أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى. ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى. أليس ذلك بقادر أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imagine this scenario, speaking of the topic of the Day of Judgment. You're out there, it's a weekend night, you decide to rent a movie, you come to the movie shop, you rent the movie, It's the last one to the, not the other way. The other way. So imagine you decide to rent a movie. You come to the store, it's a weekend, you choose your DVD, you go back home, you're a young man, youthful, still in your good days of glory, days where a person does not think of an end to this world, an end which is as true as anything else that we see in our lives. You take that movie, you go home, you invest the night, or waste the night, let's say, until 1, 2, 3 in the morning watching that movie. You stay up late, and maybe the movie is of the type that you should not have been watching. Nonetheless, then you sleep. You get tired and you sleep right there on the couch. And you wake up in the morning. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, let's say, when the salat is already, qada, the morning salat, subh, has already passed. You wake up as if nothing has happened. You either at that moment go to do your wudu and go to pray, or you say, you know what, let me just wait. Dhuhr is only a few hours away. I will wait until that dhuhr salat comes. And you either perform the time of salat right on time, or you might even procrastinate and delay that one as well, few hours, because there is the Canucks hockey game and you don't want to miss that final game. So you say, you know what, we can wait for a few hours. And then the same thing repeats the next day, or the same day, let's say, where you also take the DVD out. But this time, my dear brothers and sisters, imagine this scenario. You go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, but you never wake up. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that Allah takes the souls during the time of sleep. Allah takes the souls. When the person dies, Allah takes that soul away from the body. But when the person sleeps, that soul also is separated from the body. The only difference is that Allah says in the Quran that the soul that is taken in the sleep will be brought back. You're going to have it back for an extra day. That's why Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman the wise, he tells his son, my son, if you ever doubt the hereafter, the akhirah, if you ever doubt there will be a day of judgment, then try to prevent yourself from sleeping. See, can you do it? Can you prevent yourself from sleeping? You can never do this. He says, then how can you deny death? And if you ever doubt resurrection, that you'll be brought back from the dead again, prevent yourself from waking up in the morning. Can you do that? Can you push a button that, I know some of the youth in here, mashallah, idu zdugma inam lakho sbu' kamil. You know, they'll sleep for a whole week. But generally, he told his son, you cannot prevent yourself from waking up in the morning. And since you cannot control your sleep and you cannot control your waking up, how can you claim that there will not be a time when you're going to have an eternal sleep and then you'll be woken up as well? One of the proofs that Luqman gave to his son in his admonishments. So, going back to our example, imagine now you don't wake up. Instead, when you wake up, you will find yourself in a different world, a world where right now you are going to be watching yourself, but from the outside. You see yourself sleeping on the couch, right there, watching that movie. And you tell yourself, wake up, wake up. But guess what? Yourself doesn't hear you. Your body does not hear you. Your body is asleep. And then you find the people coming to discover your dead body. They take that body to wash it. And you're watching them washing your body, but you can't do anything. And you're speaking, you're saying, I am right here. But people don't see you. You're invisible. That's why Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in Dua Abi Hamza al-Thumali, he says, وَرْحَمْنِي مُلْقًا عَلَى الْمُغْتَسَلِ تُقَلِّبُنِي صَالِحُ جِيرَتِي. O my Lord, have mercy upon me at the time when I am right there to be washed, and my neighbors and my companions and my family members are performing the ghusl of my body. What does that mean? It means you and I will be watching that situation. We'll be seeing it, but from a different camera, a different view, a different angle. They wash that body, and you're watching everything. And then they take that body, they wrap it in a kafan, and then they put you down in a hole 2 meters below the ground. And at that moment, angels will come and they'll ask you, Fulan, so and so, last night you skipped your Salat al-Subh. You never woke up for it. Instead, you spent the whole night watching a DVD of a movie that you should not have even watching. And tonight, today, you skipped Salat al-Dhuhr, you delayed it because of a hockey game. The Canucks are playing, so you decided to watch them. And you left the Creator. You can wait. The Canucks game cannot wait. You say to yourself, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can wait. And then they'll ask you, again tonight you went and rented another movie and watched this movie and also skipped your salat until the time we took your life away. What is your excuse? Reply, answer us. And now, how will you answer? Brothers and sisters, this is a situation that we will face. We're going to face it, believe it or not. Right now, to us, this is a story. Right now, to us, everything we hear about is abstract. We haven't seen it. Right now, to some of us even, believing this is a little too difficult. Really? Is that what's going to happen? This is, as they call, the tip of the iceberg. You haven't experienced anything yet. There's just now the questioning period. Imagine how you're going to feel at that moment. What is your excuse? Life is over. Khalas, it's done deal. You're there all alone. Your father is not there. Your mother is not there. Your children are not there. Your family, who used to brag about, I have, for example, if you mess with me, you mess with my brothers. There are no more brothers. No more sisters. All alone. You and your deeds. What have you done? That's the questioning of the angels. Then you start your period of transition, the period of barzakh, where Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Wallah, ma nakhafu alaykum illa min al-barzakh. Imam al-Sadiq is swearing by God's name, says, Wallah, by God, we don't worry about you except for the time of barzakh. Imagine what's going to happen to us at the time of barzakh. Allahu a'lam. God knows. what are we going to experience during the time of Barzakh, which is basically this transition state from dunya to akhirah, the day of judgment. We're going to experience a period of transition. In that period of transition, depending on what you have done, if you've been pious, rushing to serve God, rushing to help others, that period will be a period of peace and tranquility. Like the Quran says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ What? رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ O soul which is tranquil, peaceful, the one that has been serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now when your time has come, Allah says, اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً Now you can come back to your Lord peaceful, happy. But if, no, you have not been doing a very good job, then it's not going to be a time of beauty. It's not going to be a time of pleasure. It will be a time of reality. It is said there was this alim, scholar, alim. One day he died. Sometime later, his son had a dream about him, about his father. So he asked his father, he said, my father, how are you doing? The father said, I am doing well, alhamdulillah. Allah has served me well. He's done me well. Except one thing. What is it? He says, look at my feet. The son looks at the father's feet, the alim's feet, and it's swollen. The son says, father, what is the matter with your feet? He said, my son, when I was a young man, still not well educated, I never thought about the hereafter seriously, that is, like most of us in here. We believe, or at least we claim that we believe in the hereafter, but we never think about it seriously. When I was young, I had a very bad habit. What was it? I used to speak badly with people. Whenever I'd have a conversation with somebody, I would not speak very respectfully with them. When I grew older a little bit, I realized that what I was doing was wrong. I have to watch how I speak, how I talk, how I behave with others. So then I started asking for forgiveness from all those people that I had spoken with. Now remember, in those days it was easy because the city and the village was one village or one city, one small town. You have, for example, an imam of a jami' or a mosque, where everybody in that city or in that village would go to him and visit that center. So it was easy to communicate with each and every person in that city. So he said, I managed to ask for forgiveness from everybody except one person, one man. At the time he was out of town. So I asked for forgiveness from everybody, everyone forgave me except this one man who was out of town. As a result of this, now, today, every day, at a specific time of the day, a scorpion comes and stings me right on my foot. And it is so painful. I just wish that man would forgive me. So the son asked my father, who is this man? He said, so and so. So he rushed the next day to this man and he told him, this is the story. Please forgive my father so my father can rest. And indeed, the man said, indeed, no problem, I will forgive him. So then, the son had a dream again of the father, and the father says, now I am in peace. Now imagine, brothers and sisters, one word caused so much pain to this alim. This was a scholar of religion. He was practicing, religious, dedicated, spent his time serving Muslims, serving humanity. But one bad word caused him so much pain. Imagine you and I on that time of Barzakh. What will happen to us? So we need to really pay attention to our lives, This is a serious matter. It's not a joke. Yes, I'm not saying desert your whole life. Don't watch TV, don't watch games, don't watch anything. And go live in a cave. No, of course not. You do your practices, but you have to have the balance in your life. The balance where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to come first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be at the forefront. Once you do this, when the time of salat comes, you rush to the salat. When the time of achieving any reward, you rush to achieve that reward. Then you will be like those who Allah says and describes in the Holy Quran as والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون. Those who rush to the good deeds, those ones are the ones close to us. They're the ones who are going to be near us. After this period of transition, عالم البرزخ, comes now the day of judgment. And that day, again, is not one of those pleasant days. A day of judgment where you will see all your deeds right before your eyes. Not only you. It is said, you know, I remember hearing from a scholar of alim once, he said, your deeds will be displayed in front of everybody. Every person will be watching them. Imagine everything you did when you were all alone, in your private life and in public life. Everything will be displayed to people. The alim said, we did not understand the meaning of this hadith at the time when we read it. He said, until the TV was invented. When they invented the TV, then we realized what that would mean. He said, probably they will have a big screen TV. MashaAllah, high tech, digital, high definition as well, I think. It will be all displayed. And Allah's technology is all wireless, by the way. You know, it's all wireless technology. All will be displayed with your a'mal. Everything, imagine, mashallah, mashallah, everything you did on a Friday night, a Saturday night, it will all be displayed. Everybody, and you'll be saying, wow, this is so-and-so, fulan, we thought he was such a good man. Ah, this is Osama, after all. Hada Osama. This is how it is. That's why in the ayah, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَى رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. It's a dua that you read. It's mustahab to read this ayah in your qunut. Oh my Lord, we heard a person calling us for faith to be among the believers, so we believed. So our Lord, forgive all our sins and erase all our bad doings or evil doings and resurrect us with the pious ones. My Lord, fulfill the promise that you have given to us through your messengers and do not embarrass us on the day of judgment. Indeed, you fulfill your promises. And it is mustahab. If you have Dua Mafatih al-Jinan, the book of Dua Mafatih al-Jinan, if you open it after the daily salats, A'mal al-Salawat, mustahabbat, there is a dua there. Allahumma inna maghfirataka arja min amali, wa inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhanbi. اللهم إن كان ذنبي عندك عظيما فعفوك أعظم من ذنبي. اللهم إن لم أكن أهلا أن أبلغ رحمتك فرحمتك أهل أن تبلغني وتسعني لأنها وسعت كل شيء برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. That dua, if you recite it inshallah after every salat, then inshallah your أعمال will not be exposed. You will be forgiven inshallah. So that's something to look into. So we have to pay attention, my dear brothers and sisters, to this event. And there is no little things. that we can do. Everything that we can do that can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should rush about it. It is said one day, a man who was also a alim, a scholar, had a dream. In his dream, he saw a bunch of old people. Each one was celebrating. They were having a party. They were all dead. He knew them all. All of them were dead. They were all having a pleasant time, except one of them. The alim approached this one man. He knew him. He said, "What is the matter? What's wrong? Why aren't you pleased, happy?" He said, "All those people, their sons or daughters, their children, have done a sadaqah, a charity, and they have given the thawab of that charity, the reward, to their parents, to those people. So now they're receiving the a'mal, the reward, for what their children have done for them, except my son. My son has not done a sadaqah for me. And that's why I'm so unhappy, alone. I feel all lonely." The alim then said, "Who's your son?" He described his son. So the alim the next day woke up. He rushed, he asked around about Fulan. "Where is Fulan?" So and so. They told him he's at so and so place. He went, he found the son. His profession was to wash clothes. Back in the old days, they did not have, of course, cloth washers, you know, and dryers and all those high-tech devices we have today. So the rich people, they did not want to wash the clothes themselves, so they would hire somebody. It was somebody's profession. He would go to every house, collect the clothes, and goes to the riverbank, washes everything, dries them all. It's like, you know, the dry clean almost. And brings them back to the home. That was his job. He found him and he told him that, "This is what I saw last night. Your father is not happy. Why don't you give a sadaqah on behalf of your father? Give the thawab to your father. Why not?" He said, "Sheikh, I am so poor and I have a family to take care of. Whatever I make is barely enough to feed my family. Barely. How can I give a sadaqah on behalf of my father? I wish I could do this, but how can I do it?" The alim said, "Try anything, a little of something," Imam Ali says, "better than nothing. قَلِيلُ الشَّيْءِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عَدَمِهِ." So then, he was at the riverbank. He takes his cup that he used to wash the clothes with. He dips it in water into the river, and he throws it onto the bank of the river. He says, "Here is my sadaqah. This water is my sadaqah to my father." The same night, the alim goes to sleep. He wakes up at night. In his dream, he sees the same group of people he saw the night before, including the father of this man. And yet now the father was so happy. Everybody is happy. The alim came to the father and he told him, "Are you satisfied now?" He says, "I'm very satisfied." But he said, "You know, your son only gave a cup of water as a sadaqah. That's the only sadaqah he did for you." He told him, "You know that cup of water?" He said, "Yes." He said, "It just so happened there was a small fish that had jumped out of the river by accident. And it was lying on the bank right there. It was dying. It could not go back into the river. When my son poured this water, this cup of water, onto the river bank, it created a link of water between the river bank and the river. So the fish, the small fish, managed to swim back and jump back to the river. And its life was saved. This was a great thawab, a great charity that I received from my son." And it is said that son, Allah blessed him as a result of this charity that he gave to his father, and slowly he started making more money and became one of the big businessmen of that city. So my dear brothers and sisters, there is no such thing as a small action or a small thing that I can do. Everything you can do is great. Try to help your fellow brothers and sisters, especially the youth in here, mashallah. Try to teach one another, educate one another. Try to attend these majalis, these sessions. Maybe it's something you think is insignificant, so what? But you never know. It is these things that may one day save your life. We never know. We never know. And the last thing is, don't neglect a small sin. It's a small sin. I should not worry about it. Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim, as most people say. Shaitan comes to you and he tries to deceive you. He tries to lie to you. Allah is Rahim, He's very merciful, He's very forgiving. True, true, He's very forgiving. But read the ayah. نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Tell my servants that I am the forgiving, the merciful. Yet my punishment is the severe punishment. So shaitan, don't make him fool you. Yes, Allah is Rahim, indeed. His mercy is unlimited. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. Yes, true. His mercy has encompassed everything. Yet the ma'asiyah can not be neglected. Imam Ali says, لا تنظر إلى صغر المعصية ولكن انظر إلى من عصيت. Don't look how small and insignificant that sin is, but look whom you're disobeying. One day the Prophet, the way he used to teach his companion was not just through lecturing one-on-one. He used to take them to picnics sometimes, field trips, if you may call them. And he used to educate them in field trips. One day he took the companions on a field trip to the desert. He told the companions, can you collect wood so that we can make a fire? The companion said, Ya Rasulallah, there is no wood, we're in a desert. He said, whatever you can find, those little pieces of wood, bring them in. So they said, okay. Everybody went, including the Prophet himself, by the way. He goes, they go each searching for small pieces of wood, whatever they can find, those little branches of wood that have been carried by the wind here and there. They manage to gather a bunch. They bring them to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He brings some as well. Then he tries to ignite them. And indeed, it gets ignited and they make a big fire. The Prophet then looks at the companions and he says, look at those little pieces of wood that you considered insignificant and small. He said, yes. He said, look what a big fire it created. He said, yes. He said, that's exactly how your little sins will add up to create the hellfire for you. So be careful. Listening to music, disobeying parents, forgetting about your salat, not respecting a human being, even if he or she is a friend. Some of you will say, oh, he's only a friend of mine, so I can joke with him. I can maybe mock him or her. No, respect them. That's why Imam Sajjad says, respect the younger and respect the older and respect your peer in the hadith. So always respect them. The older, because he says he or she has done more good deeds than you have. That's the way you look at them. The younger, he or she has done less bad deeds and sins than you have. And your peer, you never know. He or she may be the one closer to Allah than you. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. So how do you know he is not more taqi, more pious than you are? So always respect everybody. These little things you do, my brothers and sisters, and then on the hereafter, Allah will take care of you as well. You take care of yourself. You take care of the others. You take care of your parents, you take care of your society, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you on the Day of Judgment. وُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ. That means to the mercy of its Lord. Some people will be experiencing the mercy of Allah. But other people, no. So my dear brothers and sisters, be aware of that Day of Judgment. It's not an easy time. Several surahs describe the Akhirah. Surah Al-Jafiyah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Hashr, Al-Taghabun, Al-Haqqa, Al-Qiyama, Al-Naba, Al-Ghashiyah, and Al-Qari'ah. These are all names of the hereafter, different names of the Akhirah. It's a reality that we will all face. And remember, 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 Imam Ali, and I will conclude with this, says, O son of Adam, you are so soft that whenever you trip, you bleed and you get hurt. And a little spike gets into your hand, can make you bleed and hurt. If you're so soft, how can you expose yourself to the hellfire? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So be aware, my dear brothers and sisters, that fire is not a joke. This is one of the essence of our belief, which is the belief in Akhirah, the belief in Ma'ad, the belief in the Day of Judgment, the belief in death and then resurrection, the belief in the Jannah and the Nar, the belief in the Hisab, the questioning. So each and every one of us from today try to promise Allah that we will change to the better, treat each other with kindness, ihsan, so that Allah treats us with ihsan. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ وَصَلَّ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ